ABC Radio Australia.
Just minutes ago, the Australian government announced the first stage of reforms to its Pacific Labour Scheme and Seasonal Worker Program, a move it claims will make the programs easier to access and, very importantly, better protect the welfare of the workers once they arrive in Australia. It's selling the changes as being able to provide, quote, more flexibility and less red tape. But what exactly does that mean? Our reporter, Evan Wasuka, has gone through the announcement and joins us now. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Tanya.
So, Evan, take us through the major changes.
Well, the big thing out of this announcement, which was made by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, the Minister for International Development in the Pacific, Zed Seselja, and the Minister for Employment, Stuart Robert, the key thing here is that the Pacific Seasonal Worker Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme essentially separate programs that Australia runs to recruit workers from the Pacific region. Now, under this announcement, these two programs will come under what's going to be called the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme. So that's a new sort of structural change that will have these two existing programs will be under a bigger, a broader one. Basically, what will happen is it will just make things easier for employers and for companies to recruit workers from the Pacific. What they've been doing is they've been recruiting from two programs, but now they just need to send in a single application, and then from there it gets split up between the two different programs. As you know, one is for unskilled workers and the other is for semi-skilled workers, and one is about targets to horticulture and agriculture, while the other one is about meat packing and other sort of industries. So that's really the key industry, about making it easier for Australian farmers and companies to recruit workers from the Pacific. But just some other changes that also were announced into this is that it'll also remove restrictions that were on the Pacific Labour Scheme in terms of there were some areas that couldn't recruit workers for under the PLS. Now that's been removed. There's also been now PLS workers can also who have spent 3 years in the country can have another extra 12 months. And the other changes also include the removal of an age restriction. So under the two schemes, you had to be between 21 and 45. Now the 45-year-old restriction has been removed. So those are some of the big changes that were announced under this announcement that just came into effect this morning.
So that Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme is what it's now going to be called, with the acronym PALM, which is very effective for Pacific Islands to just remember PALM rather than the two schemes. What will it actually mean for Pacific workers? Because it seems like there's a lot of reforms focused on Australian employers. But what will it actually mean for the workers themselves? And have you seen, I know it was literally just released 17 minutes ago, but have you seen any reaction so far?
No reactions yet, but I don't think these will be a surprise to those in the region. We had heard of this announcement, there were some changes coming up and some announcements would be made in regards to the Seasonal Worker Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme. I think the big impact here is I think it'll raise the hope of many Pacific Island workers or people who want to take part in the scheme, in the sense that it'll make things easier to recruit. In terms of the personal impact on the workers, I don't think you'll see much changes, but what it means is that you'll see an increase in the recruitment of workers coming out from the region into Australia, and this will probably make it faster and it'll increase the uptake. So I think that's probably the impact we'll see on Pacific workers more taking part in the scheme.
And of course, this announcement comes just weeks after Australia's agricultural visa, which was quite controversial amongst many in the Pacific who labelled it as a threat to Pacific labour schemes. What's the impact of this announcement on perhaps that agricultural visa, and especially when it comes to pathways to permanent residency for workers who come in under those?
Well, Tanya, the big thing about the agriculture visa, the announcement that came through was that people in the Pacific wanted the Pacific the Seasonal Worker Program and the PLS to be on the same measures in terms of the terms of the two agreements should be similar. Because of the agriculture visa, there were concerns they would be unregulated, whereas the Seasonal Worker Program and the the PLS were very stringent, and there were complaints by employers that there was so much red tape, and there was lots of agreements that they had to go through, and the paperwork. So hopefully these changes that were announced will make it easier in terms of recruitment. So in terms of the ag visa and the impact on whether what these announcements will mean, it's really not so clear. But the concerns in the Pacific were also around that the ag visa would open up more competition and bring in workers from Southeast Asia that the Pacific couldn't possibly match. So those concerns are still there. The ag visa also opened up a pathway for permanent residency. We haven't seen anything like that in these new announcements. But given this is just the first stage of the reforms that the Australian government wants to introduce for the seasonal worker program and the labour mobility scheme.
Well, it just means that there will probably be another opportunity for you to very quickly go over news announcements and provide us with new updates because, yes, it is the first stage of reform. So we expect more announcements in relation to this PALM scheme coming forward in the future. Evan, thank you so much for making the time and for going through those releases for us this morning.
Thank you, Tanya.
That was Evan Wasuka there with the news that the Australian government announced its first stages of reforms to the Pacific Labor Scheme and Seasonal Worker Program. It's now going to be known as the Pacific Australia Labor Mobility Scheme. If you've got any thoughts on what you've just heard, please send me a message on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page, or you can also find me on Twitter. I'm at Tali Olatia.